And so today, on this happy fourth day of Hanukkah, our daf is in Masechet Pesachim, daf Chof Gimel. And remember that we're in the middle of the derivations of Isurei Hana'a, which I'll start it off with, the dinim of Isurei Hana'a of Chametz. And so we started with the machlokas of Chizkia and Rabbi Abo. According to Chizkia, the makor of the dinim of Isurei Hana'a is only where the Torah changes grammatically from the normal lo tochal, lo tochlu, and so on, and makes it passive, lo ye'achel. So since it's passive, lo ye'achel, it would mean anything that would lead to achila of any kind. Okay, that's a totally different approach. According to Rabbi Abohu, the very word lo tochal, unless you're told otherwise, means not to get any kind of hana. And he learned that out of nevela, that since the Torah needed to be matir, giving the nevela and selling the nevela. So obviously, if it hadn't been matur, I would have said it was us. Now, that, remember, was a little bit complex because of the fact that we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to the meaning of that pasuk. According to Rabbi Yehuda, pasuk was coming to tell me that you have to do that, that we're not allowed to sell the nevela to a ger. You're not allowed to give the nevela to the goy. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to use the fact that the Pusik mentioned a heter hanoa by nevela to tell me that otherwise it would have been usher, because the Pusik isn't coming to tell me that. The Pusik is coming to tell me what to do with it, not that you can do with it. So according to that approach, we needed another Pusik. The reason I'm going over this is because we're going to get back to it at the end of today, and it turns out to be a nafkamina la halacha. So the other pasuk was by Trefa, Lakelef Tashlichun Oto. How is it that we understand the word Oto? So we understand that to be saying only this particular Isser of Achila, namely Trefa, you're allowed to throw to your dog, but otherwise you would not be, which is much, but normally it would be us. That was Rabbi Abo's approach, and according to again to Chizkia, only where the Torah said Lo Ye Achel would there be an Isser on Hana. And of course that leads you to think, wow, I mean, what a fundamental machlokas. I mean, that must be nogea, dozens of cases, and every place the Torah says something, there would be a big machlokas between Rabbi Abo and Chizkia in the event that the Torah didn't use the word lo ye'achel, right? So we started bringing cases that seemed to violate that halacha. So in cases where it said by Gidan Nosha, and we ended up saying, no, the Torah was specifically matir hano begin hanasha. Okay, so we spoke about dam. And no, the Torah was matir hano by dam because it's compared to mayim. So then we asked from Avram and Achai. No, Avram and Achai is a special case because it's compared to dam. So then we asked from Shor HaNiskal. We said, no, Shor HaNiskal is a special case because of the fact that we needed to be matir the or because the Torah only asked the basar and not the or. And then we asked from Orla. And we said, no, Orla is a special. Every case we brought so far turns out to be a special case. I mean, the question is there any case that's not a special case? That remains to be seen. But we were in the middle of the story of Orla. And the fact is that the Torah said the three additional ribuyim, which is the Araltem and Arlato and Arelim. So we learned from there that it certainly is considered to be usher under any circumstances, even to use it for coloration and so on. So then we said, well, maybe that is a unique case because of the lachem, because since it said lachem, so I would have thought that it was mutter, but otherwise it would have been okay. The question is, in that event, what in the world does lachem mean if you don't need the lachem to tell me this? Because remember, according to the way we understand lachem, and that there is no statement of lo ye'achel, so then what would be the point, bichlal? If we have all of these psukim of telling me that it's iser, I don't need the lachem, according to Chizkiah, to tell me it would have been mutter. Anyway, it would have been mutter. That's what we were up to. And the last thing we learned is that there's a machlokas about ulachem. I think this is where we were up to. Maybe we should start a little bit before. I don't remember if we actually flipped the page or not. All right, so let's just take a look at an insight to make sure. So the question was, Elohashta dechtivi hanech kroy. So now that we have all of these psukim that are telling me that it's usur, and the halacha would have been that it's would have been if it hadn't been for these psukim, even according to Chizkiah, since by Orla it does say lo yeachel, it says v'alechem harilim lo yeachel. So then, I mean, it's a little bit crazy for the Torah to tell me the lachem, which fools me into thinking it's mutter, and then needing three psukim to tell me that no, it's usur b'hana. I mean, well, what's the point of the lachem? So there's got to be meaning to lachem. So what is that? Asks the Gemara. Ela hashta. This is one line up from the bottom of Amud Beis, just in case I didn't do it yesterday. Ela hashta diktibi hanech kroy lachem lamali. So now that we know that we have these three psukim, and these three psukim tell me that orla is osur bahana'a, and that I shouldn't make the mistake that because it says lachem, it means it's mutter bahana'a. I mean, then don't say lachem. Anyway, it says lo yachel. So anyway, it would be usur b'hana according to everybody. So what's the point of this lachem and then needing this psukim? So lachem lamalik v'kidetanya. Lachem l'rabot et hanatua l'rabim. So suppose we plant, somebody goes out to the street, this is how Rashi understands it, and he puts in the island between the lanes of the superhighway, he plants a beautiful peach tree. Yeah, just to give people fun as they drive by. Are those peaches also considered to be orla or not? So the Tanakhama says yes. The lachem means even for the public, even though it's a public tree. That's why I use the Lashon Rabbi. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just the opposite. Lachem comes to tell me that if it's a public tree, it is not usur as orla. Wow, that's strange. How do we get to that? Well, consider like this. My time in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, it says, unetatem kol etz ma'achal. Now, normally when we do a netiyah, do we have a bunch of people coming out and doing a netiyah, or does somebody do a netiyah? Somebody does a netiyah. So when you're talking to a group of people, and you say unetatem, what you mean is, okay, anybody of you who wants to plant a tree, you need to leave it for 3 years. So therefore, it would be mashma l'yachid, not l'rabim. Comes along the pasuk lachem to say, even if a lot of you go out and plant a tree, or if the purpose of the tree is for the rabim, and that's coming l'vietana to l'rabim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the word unetatem is mashma in any type of netiyah. It's a lashon rabim. It could mean if everybody of you comes out together to plant one tree. It could mean if one of you comes out from everyone to plant a tree. And the same thing is true about lachem. Lachem can also be talking to an individual in a group, or it can be talking to the group. But if that's the case, we now have a ribui unetatem and another ribui of lachem. And then we have a ribui achar ribui. And the klal is, ein ribui achar ribui ela lema'et. Once the Torah tells you something, two types of positives equal a negative. And therefore, which is basically, we're going to say that the lachem, therefore, must mean only if it is for one of you. But if it's for a lot of you, then it is not orla. That would be Rabbi Yehuda's psak. Okay, so it turns out anyway that Nevela, Trefa, Gira, Nosha, Dam, Avram, and Achai, Shora, Niskal, and Orla are all either agreed or they are special cases. So let's try another case. See where we finally get to the machlokas between the two shitas, Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. So let's take a look at our next case, Truma. The Torah says, Kol zar lo yochal kodesh, which is an isra of achila, and according to Rabbi Abahu, should have included an isra hana'ah. And yet, we just had back in Masechet Eruvin, that you're allowed to make an eruv for a nazir with wine, and for Yisroel, Betruma, despite the fact that you're being nehene from the Eruv. How are you allowed to be nehene from the Eruv? Now, remember that we did have a shita back in Masechet Eruvin that said that an Eruv is only made at Tzorach Mitzvah and Mitzvot Lav Lehenot Nitnu. So Tosis points out that this kasha must be going according to the Man Yomar who holds that an Eruv is not limited to Tzorach Mitzvah. Fine, so therefore we don't have the out I'm saying that mitzvahs lav lahenes, therefore in Israel, no, it doesn't apply to Erevin. So we've got a problem. How is it that we're allowed to use truma for Yisrael for an Erev? And Rav Papa says, well, actually, truma is another special case, because the Torah speaks about trumatchem, that your truma, even though it's talking over there about the truma of the Levim, v'nechshav lachem trumatchem, that says that your truma, which is trumat maaser, should be exactly the same thing as dagan min hagoren ulchem le'am min hayakev, which means that the truma is, truma's maaser is the same as normal truma. So basically it's the same. And it says shelachem, trumatchem, instead of saying the truma, it specifically says trumatchem. So therefore, it comes to tell me your truma can be used by Hanah even for the Yisrael. So, but wait a minute, according to Chizkiah, why do I even need that? Nah, you don't need it. Chizkiah says trumatchem is the way that the Torah describes a mitzvah of rabbim. When it's talking to all of Klal Yisrael, trumatchem, the truma of you people. And that's the normal way that a pasuk communicates. It's not a deer. Okay, what about a nozer? The Torah says, b'chatzanim v'adzag, and here it uses the lashon of lo yochel, not lo ye'achel. In which case, according to Chizkiah, it's not an issue, and it shouldn't be aser b'hana'ah, but according to Rabbi Abohu, it should be aser b'hana'ah, and yet it says you're allowed to make an erev for a nazir with yayin. Isn't that a hana'ah? Omer marzutra, nizirus is a special case. Shani asam de amakra nizro, koyame nizro. Nizro means his own nizirus, therefore the nizirus belongs to him in the sense that there's no yisrano. Ravashi says, I have another diak. It says, Kadosh Yegadel Pera Sa'arosho, which implies that only the hair of the Nazir is Kadosh Ye, which of course is true, because you actually have to go and burn the hair of the Nazir, which implies that it's one of the Surayana that requires burning. But that would mean that's the only product of Naziris that's a problem. As far as the grapes are concerned, the wine is concerned, there would not be an Isra Hana'a. That's where I'm a dyke, that Naziris is a special case. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. What do you mean? It doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk, it says Kadosh Yeh. Does that mean nothing else is Kadosh? I mean, it's just saying there's an additional big Kiddush, that even his hair is Kadosh, requires burning. How can you derive from that? Mide ein davar acher k'tiv. Nah. I say we go back to Marzutra from the Diak of Nizro. Okay, so now all of the cases are special cases. Gidan Nash is a special case. Dam is a special case. Avram Menachai is a special case. Shoran Iskal is a special case. Orla is a special case. Truma is a special case. Huh. All right, what's not a special case? Well, how about Chodesh? Okay, the Torah says, Lechem v'koli v'charmel lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, which according to Rabbi Abohu, though not according to Chizkiah, should mean that there's an Isra Hana'ah. And yet, strangely enough, the Mishnah says, Kotzer l'shachat, you are allowed to cut down the grain before it's grown fully, because you need, remember, we have, even when it's grown one-third, it's cut for animal feed, and then it grows back fully. And you can even ma'achila be'imana, ma'achila be'imana, Stan Rashi tells us, means you can feed full-grown wheat, barley, to your animal, but as long as you don't cut it with the normal sickle. So you'd have to be mikatef, you'd have to pick it. Okay, like we had before. But if you could feed it to your animal, then obviously it is mutter b'hana'ah. So how do you explain that? Omer of Shmaya, it's a special case. Shine atam, the omakra kitzirchem. Kitzirchem means it should belong to you. And according to Chizkiah, why does it say kitzirchem? Well, remember, Chizkiah learns, just like by trumatchem, it's the way the pasuk talks. Kitzirchem techo Yisrael mashma. Okay, so far, another special case. Nevela, treifa, gidanosha, dam, evrim, menachai, shura, niskal, orla, truma, chodash, my God. Okay, what is not a special case? Ah, let's take a look at shratzim, okay? Hare shratzim. Drachmano amar sheketzu And the din is sentenced to check it to lo yeachel. Now that would mean that according to both Chizkiah, who darshins yeachel, and according to Rabbi Abo, who darshins any lashon of Israchila, the halacha should be that you would be aser bahana'ah. And yet, are you aser bahana'ah? Well, apparently not, because it says that if you have these shrutzim, the din is in the Mishnah, Sayadei Chaya V'Ofot V'Dagim. Let us say that you are a trapper and you ended up trapping some kind of minim that are tameim. You are allowed to sell them to goyim. How in the world are you allowed to sell them to goyim? Because I thought it says that it's Oser Lo Yeachel. Now, even though that lo yeachel, according to Chizkiah, ought to be limited dafka to shratzim, but there are shitas that explain that actually, once the Torah gives all of the various isurim, they're compared to each other, and there would still be an isur, even alibah to Chizkiah of lo yeachel. But look, certainly according to Rabbi Abu, it's a problem, because all of these things are lo yochlu, or lo tochlu, and therefore they should be asur b'hana'ah. So if you are a trapper, and you suddenly discover that you've trapped yourself a trefa animal, let's say you trapped a pig, a boar, are you allowed to sell that in the market? It says, yes, you are, because it was nizdamein lecha, you didn't go out. What's the difference you went out or you didn't go out? Obviously, there cannot be an iser hana'ah on these things, right? So how do you explain that? Ah, it says it's a special case. Well, how is it a special case? Well, because it uses sheketz yulachem, means shelachem yeh, which means that it's mutar bana'ah. Wait a minute, so then why did you say only if you happen to have accidentally trapped a boar? And if you wouldn't have been accident, what if you would have gone out to trap the boar? Why would that itself not have been sufficient to make it, and since we're saying the Torah says it's mutter, which should be mutter even to go out and trap boars and sell them and make yourself a piggy farm, whatever. So how do you explain that? No, you see, because since the Torah uses the word yihiyu lachem, so there sheketz yihiyu lachem adds that nonetheless you have to still continue to treat it with a distance, and memela you should not go out and make a business out of it lechatchila. But if you happen to have fallen into the trap of trapping one, so then you would be allowed to sell it. So this is also a special case. And there is, therefore, an iser to sell these things. Now, what about according to Chizkiah? According to Chizkiah, and it's a little bit crazy, the Torah writes lo yeachel. The Torah could have written lo yochal, right? Instead, it says lo yeachel, and we use the lo yeachel. Normally, we use to tell me that it's aser b'hana'ah. Therefore, we needed to make it a special case by saying lachem. Isn't that a little ridiculous? Don't write lo yeachel and don't write lachem. Why in the world make this mess for us? Ah, says Chizkiah, you genius. How do you think I know that lo yeachel means no heter achila? It's from here that I learned it. Since the Torah wrote lo yeachel and then it needed to write lachem, so that shows you that the word lo yeachel, unless you're told otherwise that it's lachem, indeed would imply that the halacha is it would be usur b'hana'ah. So this is my mekor. What are you asking me? So it said, inside the Chizkiah, lamali lemichtav lo yeachel umayte lechem lemisharia, lo lechtav rachmano lo yeachel velo boye lechem. Oma lecha Chizkiah, taima didinami mihocha. Now, let us get back, finally, after all of these cases, let us get back to chometz. Now, by chometz, again, it says lo yeachel chametz. So how do you explain, both of you, Chizkiah and Rabbi Abo, how do you explain Alibet Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you be so crazy as to suggest that chometz achra Pesach is going to be osur ba'ana, because it's chometz she'over alav ha-Pesach. Even Pesach itself, chometz is not osur ba'ana. Tamei al atzmacha. I mean, you should look at yourself in wonderment. Where did you come up with the idea that there was a Isra Anakoshiva? Where did you come up with the idea? Why, it says Lo Ye'achil. That's a beautiful idea according to everybody. So why is he so shocked? No, it's a special case according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why is it a special case? Because it says Lo Ye'ra'el Lecha Se'or. I said Lecha to tell me that it's yours for Yisuri Ano. There's no Yisuri Ano. Shalcha Yehe. Wow, so how come the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili don't say that Chametz is also a special case? Because they say Shalcha means Shalcha Yataroi, Avataroi, Shalachem Shalgavoa. Remember, that's where we learned out the Heter to have a Goy's Chametz or to have Hegdish's Chametz, and that it wouldn't be usher for you. Said Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no kidding. I also hold that. But there's two psukim of Lecha. Lo yera elecha chametz velo yera elecha se'or. So we have two psukim. So I'm using one of them to tell me that it's shalcha legabi yisuriano ve'idach. Whereas the other, the rabbanon hold it's aser banon. It's not a special case. Remember that we had before a need for two psukim. One to tell me that I can have the chametz of a nochri that I was kovesh tachas yadi, and one of them for a nochri which I was not kovesh yadi. Says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, genius, I know that too. But there's a third pasuk that you're not darshaning. The other pasuk is Velo Yera Elecha Sa'ar Bechol Gvulecha. So according to this, there have now three miyutim. Then the Lecha would mean all of this. It would mean not Hekdesh, not Goy Shelo Kivashto, Washa Kivashto. And it would mean that it's Shelcha in terms of the Heterana. So therefore, I feel it's a special case. The Idach, Basha Enkein, the Rabbanon who hold it's not a special case, they say no, because one Lecha is to tell me Lo Yer Lecha Chametz, and one Lecha is to tell me Lo Yera Elecha Se'or. And I need those two Legufe, because over there, if I wouldn't know both Chametz and Se'or, then I wouldn't know the Halacha Tzrichi. Why? Because Se'or, I would say, whoa, Se'or is very powerful. It can make other things Chametz. And if it said chametz, I would have said, yes, chametz is edible. But who eats sa'or? You can't eat the sa'or, so maybe the Torah did not say it. Therefore, each one of them has a mila, which meant that I need to know that it applies in both cases, both for chametz and for sa'or. There's an Isra Ba Yiraya and Baal Yematze. So, okay. Now, we're left without really any case that is not somehow or other, magically, a unique case. All right. So the question over here is, might this machlokas about the difference between Chizkiah's approach of Lo Ye'achel, and only where it says Lo Ye'achel, versus Rabbi Avoh's approach of any Isra Achila instantly, including also an Isra Hana'ah, might that itself be a machlokas Tanoim? Because take a look at this famous case. The case is like this. We're adding now one additional case. So now we've come out with Orla, Truma, Chadash, Shrotzim. And now we're going to take a look at the din of Chelev of Anevela. So it says in the Pasuk, V'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, ye'aseh lechol melacha, v'yachol lo tochlu. Now, what does that mean? Exactly. I mean, the chelev of a nevela is part of the nevela, isn't it? So, I mean, when you're saying ye'aseh lechol melacha, you're telling me I'm allowed to be nene from it. I can do it. So it seems to be saying. And I just can't eat it, which doesn't seem to be much of a chiddush. So it turns out there's a big machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva about what that pasuk is coming to teach me. So, one man the Amar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the reason that the pasuk says, Yaseh lechol melacha, what do you mean, Yaseh lechol melacha? What would I otherwise have thought? Well, Yochal lemelechet gavoa yehe mutar, lemelechet hedyot yehe asur. Look, I might have thought, after all, for Hegdash always uses chelev, right? Because you bring chelev on the Mizbeach, and that's the only time that you use Hegdash. You use chelev. It's for Hegdash. So suppose you have an animal of Hegdash, which is good for the Bet HaKabayit. And now I want to use this chelev for some purpose of the Bedekah Bayit. So when I find that the Torah says that Chelev is usable, and there's no Isra on Chelev, so I would have thought that it's only usable for Hekdesh, because Hekdesh has rights to Chelev. But an individual Hedyot who has to treat Chelev as an Isser Achila, it would also be an Isser Hana'ah. Comes along the Pasuk Atami, Kol Malacha, not only Hekdesh, even a regular guy can use the Chelev of a Nevela. So says Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't need it for that, because I never would have thought that it was Osir. Now, wow, this sounds very much like our question, because according to Rabbi Akiva, I have no basis for an Isser Hana'ah. Aha, why not? Doesn't it say don't eat Chelev? Yeah, it says don't eat Chelev. Where does it say don't be Nene from Chelev? Now that seems to imply that according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't worry about the Isser Achila, and he disagrees with Rabbi Abbo. Masha Ein Kein, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, he does agree. We'll see. So Rabbi Akiva says, that's not the point. I do not need a pasuk to be Matir Hana'ah. You know what I need the pasuk for? I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not Mitameh. That's what I need. And it's absolutely the other direction. Even though I just explained to you, says the Torah, that the Nevela is considered to be Mitameh, but the Chelev of the Nevela is not Mitameh. Not only that, it can be used for any type of job at all, even for Hekdesh. Because you might have thought, okay, if you're coming to use something that's Tameh for a Hedyot, so the Torah is saying it's not meaningful to be Mitameh Hedyot. I mean, that's the same thing as Chulin. Chulin is a Mekabel Tumah from certain levels of Tumah, right? Chulin can only be a Sheni. But if it comes to Kodesh, you would not be allowed to use the Chelev of a Nevela because it would be Mitameh, and you can't do that to the Kodesh. That's the point. So Sheyochel Melechet Hedyot, it would be considered to be Tahor, but from Melechet Gavoha, it would consider to be Tameh. Therefore, Talmud Lamar Lechol Melecha, it is usable and not Mitameh, even Kutchim. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, I don't need a pasuk to talk to me about Tumah v'Taira. Where would I get the idea that there's a problem of Tumah on the Chelev of a Nevela? The only thing I need to worry about is for Isser v'Heter. And Rabbi Akiva says, on the contrary, why would I ever think there was an Isser Hana'ah? I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's Mutar v'Hana'ah. Isser v'heter lo tzarech kra. Therefore, the only thing that I need the pasuk for is dafke l'tumah v'l'taira. So, what are they arguing about? So, my la baka miflage, apparently, this is the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, well, it says lo tochlu. It's, you're not allowed to eat the chelev, in which case it would have included an Isser Hana'ah. And that's mashma bein Isser Achila bein Isser Hana'ah. So when the pasuk comes along to say Ye'aseh l'chol melacha ki ata kol misharia, it's coming to be matir the nevela b'hana'ah, which is exactly like Rabbi Abbo. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, why would I think it's aser b'hana'ah? All it says is lo tochlu, in which case that's only mashma isra achila. That's not isra hanolo mashma. So it must be that the pasuk is coming to tell me the dinim of tuma v'taira, and that's the point. So apparently it's a machlokas tanaim, right? No, not right, says the Gemara. No. Kulei amalo tochlu could be mashma bein Isser Achila bein Isser Hana'ah. Now, if you want to have everybody being invited to Rabbi Abbo, it's certainly possible. The machlokas is a completely different issue. Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that actually, when the Torah spoke about the special heter hanah for an avela, where did it speak about that? Way back at the beginning of the sugya. La kelef tashli chunoto. So we know that you are allowed to be nene when it comes to the Isser of Nevela. The question is, the Isser Nevela, does that even include the question of the dinim on the Chelev of the Nevela, of the Gid of the Nevela? Says Rabbi Yossi, no, it does not. The Nevela, Lakelev Tashul Chunoto, did not mean that you should throw the Chelev of the Nevela, did not mean you should throw the Gid of the Nevela. That was not Huter. Therefore, Ki Itzrich Kra, Leheter Hana'ah Hudiata. The pasuk is there to tell me that it's mutter b'hana'ah, because otherwise I wouldn't know it from the kelev tashlichunoto. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, the chelev and the gid are part of the actual animal. Therefore, the kelev tashlichunoto includes that also. And therefore, chelev gida nami hutra. The only need for the pasuk would be to teach me the dinim of tuma v'taira. Says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's all very nice that Chelev, Ashkechon Chelev, it's true that we do find that the Torah was matir the Chelev. It says, V'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, yaseh l'chol melacha. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why in the world doesn't it still remain usher for gid? There's no special pasuk of gid yaseh l'chol melacha. So where did that come from? Ask the Gemara. Okay, you bring me a pasuk that chelev is mutar bana. Where does gid become mutar bana? Well, who said he said? Maybe he doesn't hold it's mutar bana. I mean, that's a possibility. Ibai dema, you're right. It would remain usher bana. Or, you know what? He may actually learn out the din that the gid is mutar bana from a kal v'chomer about the chelev. And he would say like this, if chelev, which is considered to be very chomer, because after all, the din of chelev is that it's an iser of karet, and nonetheless, the Torah says that it's mutar b'hana'ah by saying kol melacha. So gid anasha, which is anal anush karet, for sure should be mutar. But wait a minute. If that kal v'chomer is good, that Rabbi Shimon that we had yesterday, he said that hanah from the gid anasha is usur. So then why didn't he learn it from the kal v'chomer like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Ah, Rabbi Shimon the usur, he says it's not a good kal v'chomer. Because you could say, ma l'chelev shken uter michlolo etzel chaya. Remember that the din is that chelev is only usur on a behema, the chelev of a behema, but the chelev of a chaya is not usur at all. So therefore, it's very kal. And the Torah was willing to be matirat when he came to the chelev of the nevela b'hana'ah. Masha inkein a gid anasha, where there's no heter for gid anasha on any type of animal, shelo utar michlolo etzel chaya, and therefore it's not a good kal v'chomer, and I don't have any mocker to tell me that the din is that gid anasha is mutar b'hana. Rabbi Yossi Aglili will say to that, that's all very sweet, but we're not talking about a chaya, darn it, we're talking about a behema. This whole discussion over here was in the parsha of the dinim of nevelas of behema. So what are you coming, bringing me over here about a chaya? Behema kamrina. We're talking about a behema. And in the context of behema, then actually there is no place where it was mutter, and therefore it's not kal, it's only chomor, because it's an iser karetz. Okay. So that means that we've looked at every single place where there seemed to be a problem, both Rabbi Abo and Techizkiah, right? So we started with Chometz, we went to Nevela, then we went to Trefa, then we went to Gid Anosha, then we went to Dam, then we went to Avram Ben Achai, then we went to Shor HaNiska. Those are all the animal problems. Then we went to the botany. Orla we asked from, Truma we asked from, Chodesh we asked from. Then we went to Shrotzim and various Isurim, like Chelev Nevela. We haven't found one place where the word lo yochal means the Isra Hanah, which is, I mean, Rabbi Abo has come with this massive discovery, which you think would have hundreds of applications. It turns out that every single case is an exception to the rule. Well, where the heck is the rule if every case is an exception to the rule? Ask the Gemara, what the heck? Listen, we brought you every case where the rule does not seem to hold, and you explain to us, yes, but that's an exception. Okay, but Shanino. So then what, I understand. So what are we talking about, for heaven's sake? I mean, Chizkiah says, only if it says lo yechal. Rabbi Abba says, no, any place it says lo tochal. There's no machlokas, because every single case that you brought me where it should be a machlokas, it isn't. So then, Chizkiah, Rabbi Avo, what are they arguing about, Bechalal? Well, I mean, they may not be arguing Lamaisa, they may be arguing about the Mekor. I mean, according to the Rabban, Chometz B'Pesach is Aser B'Hana'ah. According to everybody, when it comes to Shor HaNiskal, so the Shor HaNiskal was also Aser B'Hana'ah. And the question is, okay, where do we learn it from? So Chizkiah says, In those two cases, it says lo ye achel. That's where we learn it from. Whereas Rabbi Abba says, no, we learn it out from the fact that it says lo yochal, and it's nothing to do with lo yachel, because by nevela, the Torah said lo tochlu nevela, and then it needed me to go ahead and to be matir, to give it to the goy. Okay, great. So, I mean, so in other words, you're telling me they totally agree. We went through all of this to find out that they totally agree. Michte, bein lamar, ubein lamar, asurim bahana'a. I understand. Everybody's made a, that the Pesach is telling me that Chometz is Pesach, is asur bahana'a, it says lo yeachel. And the same thing is true about the Shor HaMiskah. So then what is the difference whether we're being medayik, the lashon of yeachel as opposed to lo yochal, or whether we're learning it out from just the fact that it's an Israchila? You're driving me nuts over here. I mean, we've spent 2 days on examining all of these cases, and it turns out there's not a single difference between these two shitas. I mean, you got to be kidding. We could have skipped all of this. No, what do you mean? There's a beautiful difference. Let's go back to the original point, remember? The din of Chulin Shenishkata Ba'azara. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where we said that, look, I mean, we said before with the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we weren't able to use the Pusik of Nevela, because the Pusik of Nevela was coming to tell me specifically, do it this way and no other way, right? So then we said, okay, so how would we know it? From the word Oto, Lakelav Tashlichun Oto. Ah, so that would be the difference. Because Chizkiah would hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo Yeachel, where it says lo yachel, it's coming to tell me that the cases that we had over here of the Shor HaMiskah or the Chometz BePesach are osur bahana'a. And what is the meaning of oto and not something else? Oh, there's only one possibility. The oto and not something else would be coming to tell me that indeed chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, which is a type of chutz l'mechitza similar to trefa, is not included in Lakelav Tashlichun Oto, and instead it's included in Lo Yeachel, in which case it would mean that there's an Iser Hana'a on Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, which is a very important point to teach me. So therefore, I now know that it would be Osir Ba'ana'a, whereas according to Rabbi Abohu, the point of Oto was the Moker of the Limud of the din that Chometz BePesach is not included in Lekelav Tashlichun Oto, and that Shor HaMiskah is not, because that was how he learned that the Yisr of Lo Tochal would normally apply to Chometz BePesach or would apply to Shor HaMiskah. In which case, he can't say, what do you need Oto for? What do you mean, what do I need Oto for? Oto was where I learned out my din. That where it just says the word Lo Tochal, Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, it's already Osir Ba'ana'a. So then according to him, he does not have a mocker to Asr Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara Ba'ana'a from the Torah. Aha! That's a big difference. You're telling me it wasn't worth 2 days to find out that difference? That's the difference. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So every single case in the Torah is an exception to the rule. The rule was firmly defined by the Oto, according to Rabbi Abo, was according to Chizkiah, no, it had nothing to do with that rule. The rule was defined by the issue of Lo Yeachel that we had over here, Gufa, by the Shratzim and so on. And that's the whole deal. Now, just to point out to you, by the way, it's a fascinating issue, that we did come out with the word of the Yiye, right, Yiyu, that it's sheket yulachem, is considered to be a mocker, which sounds like it's a mocker d'oraisa in not selling things that are usher. So we darshaned, if you're doing this on a permanent basis, so then it would be iser, because it says beferish that the sheket, it remains to you bahavayato yehe. So the sheket yulachem. That idea of Sheketz Yulachem was only allowing you a temporary, accidental use. So let's imagine a case like this. A guy is shechting a behemah, and he accidentally makes a mistake in the shechita. He turns it into an avela. Or he shechts a behemah, and it becomes, after he does all of the work. He realizes, oh my God, it's a trefa. It had a problem in its lungs or whatever, right? So that would mean that he would be allowed to sell that to a goy, but he would not be allowed to have a business, let's say, of selling pigs or something like that, because then he would be doing ilachatchila, and the Torah said, the sheketz yulachem, that lechatchila would be usher. So, I mean, halacha l'maisa, first of all, the Yerushalmi asks, the Tosis brings over here, how do we do business in selling horses? Or we sell donkeys? I mean, these things are not allowed to be eaten, so why are we allowed to do business with them? So Tosis brings that the Yerushalmi says, we take for granted that the context of the Isser of Sheketz is in terms of Achila. When you're not raising things for Achila, then there would be no Isser in selling them, which would mean that that would explain why they had to make the special Gezeira that has to do with the arguments of the brothers after Hanukkah about Oror, the person who raises piggies, if it's an Isser D'oraisa to raise piggies, which the Tosfos is bothered by. So, I mean, one simple teretz is that it's an orur, but it would also mean, let's say somebody wants to raise pigs for some other, he's got a business in beautiful pigskin wallets, you know, so he raises piggies for pigskin wallets, that should be mutter, according to the Yerushalmi. Okay, that's one possibility. Now, let me just point out to you a very interesting historical issue, which came up, that with the rise in population and the times in which you would have shechita, it used to be, you know, you had a little shechet in a town, and then once a month or once every 2 months, maybe, there would be a trefa that it would come up, and the guy would sell it to a goy, and obviously there was no problem. But then, as things became more commercialized, so then you could assume that there would be, in a city, 100 trefas and 200 nevelas every month from all of the different schlachthouses, right? Nowadays, it's thousands. So now somebody sets up a business to collect all of the trefas and all of the nevelas from all of the different slaughterhouses, and he does business only in trefas and nevelas. Is he allowed to do that? So that's already, is that considered to be an extension of, well, but we didn't go out to create trefas and nevelas. They happen to be here, so we're doing business. So basically, we view him, as the Taz says, as an extension of the business of the shlachtos itself. So he's just really a shliach for the guy who did the act of the shechita. Or do we go according to, let's say, the Bach, who says, no, what do you mean? He's got a separate business, and he's doing separate issues, and therefore he's being Isaac entirely in this sale. So how in the world is it mutter for him to do this? That's a fascinating question. Lamaisa, the minig, as the Taz himself brings, the minig is to be matir, to do this kind of thing, but it's not clear exactly why. And there's a fascinating psak of the Ribki Veger who makes a distinction between nevela and trefa, and therefore considers all of the cases to be a question of a suffix about whether it was a trefa or a nevela. It's a complicated sugya, but in any event, as you can see, there's a lot of practical implications of the issue that was raised over here today. Now let's just finish off by pointing out that there's yet another shita. And it's not enough that we had the different limudim of Chizke and Rabbi Abohu, and there was this Yosef Ahumir Rabbona, there was a certain Talmud sits down in front of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and he starts quoting, in the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, an entirely new approach, which is like maddening. And he says, Minayin lekol yisurin shebetorah, dechiyechid asurin beachil achinami asurin ba'ana'ah. How do you know that all of the things in the Torah are also Asur Ba'anav, they're Asur Ba'achila? Now, again, if we say all of the things in the Torah, so then you, well, wait a minute, buddy. Don't try to tell me all the things in the Torah. I just spent 2 days realizing that all of the things in the Torah are special cases. So this guy was smart enough to say, well, when I say all of the things in the Torah, what I'm referring to is specifically Chometz B'Pesach and Shaar HaNiskal and nothing else. And so where is that from? And Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, wait a minute, what are you talking about, man? What do you mean, where do I know it from? What, we know where we know it from. You could learn it from of Lo Yeachel, no? No, Lo Yechel is only Mashmish Rachila, not Yisra'ana. Okay, so learn it out from the fact that only Nevela was Mutter, like Rabbi Abou did, and the Lagera Shebisharecha, and nothing else, right? So why wasn't that? Forget about Lo Yechel, but it's a Lashon Achila, includes Ana'a. No, no, said this person who was quoting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He holds that actually the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, and you can't learn it from Nevela, because Nevela was necessary to tell me the actual din that you must sell it to the goy, or you must give it to the ger. So you can't learn out from there anything, because it's Dvarim Kiktavan. Okay, fine, so he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so then learn it out from where Rabbi Yehuda learned it. From the din of Trefa, like Kelev Tashilchun Oto, and Oto Atamashil Kelev, and not that. No, because he learns that Oto comes to tell me Oto and not Chulin Shenishkatu Bazora. Then he understands that Chulin Shenishkatu is a Dioraita. And how then do we know, huh? Now you're stuck, you see? You don't have anywhere to learn this halacha at all. So he says, I have a new mikor. My new mikor is, we learned it out, minayin dechtiv, kol chatat, asher yuva midaman. Here's a strange din. A chatas that brought the dam el oel moed lechaper bakodesh, it says, lo teyachel ba'esh tisaref. You cannot eat it, and you have to burn it all up. So, what do you mean, ba'esh tisaref? That it's osur ba'anah. Okay, fine. So a chatas is also about no. I know that you have to burn a chatas anyway, remember? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came yelling at Aaron, it said, what the heck? How come you guys let the Seir Shalosh Chodesh and you let it burn up? And Vinei Suraf. So I know. Because Moshe said beferish to them, he said, Hein lo huva dama ala kodesh pnima, which means that if it would have been brought ala kodesh pnima, then the din would have been that it should have been burned. So then why does the Torah have to tell me here that you should burn it? Ha-ha. So im eno inyan legufo, since I don't need to tell me that the chatas needs to have sreifa, tneu inyan lechol isurin shebator, therefore it's coming to tell me that all isurin in the Torah are also considered to be, if they're asur ba'achila, well, I already know they're asur ba'achila. Indeed. So im eno inyan la'achila, therefore, tneu inyan le'isra hana'ah. So you'll tell me, but wait, I mean, but it says then that you have to burn it. So why not be mechay of you to burn it and say that in the event that something is usher, it needs to be burned? Imakan b'sreifa, of kol yisurin shebatorah b'sreifa, omakra b'kodesh b'esh tisareif. Only those things that are dinim in kodesh are burned, but other things are not burned. Ain kol yisurin shebatorah b'sreifa, and therefore we're left with a limud for the two other things that are usher, and only those two other things that are usher. Amazing.